everyone, welcome back to 10 out of 10 We'd Watch Again with Lauren and us.
Hello.
This week is the beginning of Halloween month.
Halloween.
Okey spooky. So basically, the rest of October is going to be horror-related episodes. So come back in November if you want action movies, okay? This week, we've decided to try and do something different. We're starting off Okey Spooky Month with, I don't really know what we've decided to call it. It's not quite an overview. Basically, this week, we've picked four of our favourite horror genres, and we'll be picking our favourite movies within the genres. But basically, this whole thing's become like a team project, because I post out on Instagram just being like, what's your favourite thing about this genre? What's your favourite thing about this genre? So all of your thoughts and opinions are mixed in with our thoughts and opinions. So everybody give themselves a big clap in the back. Thank you very much. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go through each genre, talk about what we like, include the audience participation, and then go through what our favourite ones are, if we've got the same. I do have a couple of wild cards for you in some of the genres that I think you'll be like, that doesn't count. And I have my counter arguments prepared.
Oh, you're going to make shite up. That's
no,
fine.
I'm not. I'm ready. I am in an argumentative mood, Ross.
It's fine.
So, the four genres we've got are slasher, possession slash exorcism movies, haunted house movies, and found footage movies. Yes. Obviously, this is not all horror genres, but these are our four favourites. So, what one do you want to start with, Ross?
Oh, well, we better go with the slasher.
Why not? Be rude not to.
Considering that's the first one we've all wrote down, might as well go with that.
You fucking dick. So, what do you think? Like, why do you love slashers? What works in slashers? Give me your patter.
I mean, slasher's probably the most realistic one you're going to get out of them. Like, obviously, the possession ones and that is, it's a bit far-fetched.
It depends on your belief system. Yeah.
So this is probably the most realistic one you can find. That it's like, well, somebody can just go on a mad murderous spree.
Please don't. Yeah.
Aye, obviously, don't date to me, but
much appreciated.
Aye. But what makes them, I don't know. I mean, all the big ones that you see, like, it's the most iconic characters. It's all slasher, like, villains.
Yeah, all the kind of quote-unquote faces of horror, if you will, are mostly from the slasher genre.
Yeah, I agree with you with that.
What I love about the slasher genre, and loads of people on the Instagram post agreed, was that, like, you can get as, like, creative and, like, ridiculous with the deaths as and it's almost like the more creative, the better. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you've got your usual stab, but then there's, like, spoiler alert, guys, for the next 10 seconds, if nobody's seen the movie, what was it? In a Violent Nature.
Yeah.
Movie's not great, but there was one death where he hooks her through her stomach and pulls her head through her spine.
Through the hole. Yeah.
Horrific, horrendous, but you and me were like, yes.
It wasn't a great movie, but no, the kills and that of it, like, they were very good.
Oh, 100%. But I think that's one. It can go in both categories of works and doesn't work. Like, doesn't work in the way of, like, if it's too ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, borderline, and I know this isn't a slasher movie, but you're going to get the vibe. What I mean is, remember in the Evil Dead remake where there's that one guy who, like, everything happens to and he's still alive at the end?
Fucked,
you're like, shut the fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, for them to work, like, a successful one is, first of all, you need a good villain.
Yes.
Like, it needs to be a
right menacing bastard.
Yeah, a one you'll remember.
Yep.
Like, because there's too many of them and it's just a basic guy in a suit, like, in a costume, and it's like, you're boring. Like, why should they be afraid of them? Like, there's no reason for you to have, if your thing's a slasher, like, make your guy.
Yep.
Like, you can get away with maybe having a weak cast, like the people he's killing, but if you've got a big name or a, like, just a right cool character, that can carry your movie.
Totally.
Like, there's no reason why it couldn't.
Totally. Off the back of that as well, I feel like as much as you need a great villain, you need a really good final girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously there's all the tropes of the slashers. Do you know what I mean? There's, like, the dumb blonde, the big jock, the stoner, and then you've got the final girl. And I think you need to root for the final girl. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you have to be like, yeah, cool, she's ready to kick some ass here. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so you need to. I think to be a good final girl, they have to. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to be screaming. Do you know what I mean? I'd be shitting myself if there was a big guy chasing me. But I think you need to be, like, super, like, adaptable in the situations. Like, Laurie Strode just makes that coat hanger work for her. Do you know what I mean? And I think as well, in recent years, see, especially with your movies, like, and I'm not saying these are slasher movies, but I'm just going off Final Girls. Like, see, like, you're next and you're ready or not. Like, Final Girls these days are, like, badass as fuck, do you know what I mean?
They've kind of flipped it.
100%, that, yeah.
No, they're going to start hunting you now.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. And I love that because there's nothing worse is when, like, you get a final girl and it's like, oh, please, please leave me alone. No, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I really, like, hope you get stabbed.
Like, you don't want to feel sorry for them. You want to kick their ass.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
I have that to the killer because even Friday the 13th franchise,
yep.
I haven't seen most of them, but Jason's seen still. Enough. Yeah, like, I haven't seen 7, 8, 9, whatever we're up to now.
I have seen Jason 10, Jason in space.
But he's just that memorable.
Yeah.
And even in the first one, he's not the baddie in it.
Yeah, it's his mom.
Yeah. So the first one's...
Even his mom's a class villain.
Considered the top one of the movies, yet he's not in it. But it's just the hockey mask, the machete in it, it's just... It's so easy to... I mean, it's just a fucking hockey mask and a machete, yet... That's him.
And it's
everywhere.
Terrifying,
That, and I think, as we said, creative kills do help.
Yep.
Like, if it's just he's gone up stabbing people, then is it, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's boring. Like, it needs to be, like, you notice it in, like, see, especially the new Scream ones, like, the guy who, thinking that he put a shift in.
Yeah, oh, you know, my,
like,
God.
The chasing in that, like.
Yeah, man. The last Scream movie was shit, but that Ghostface has seen John Wick, man. He was, that bit in the bodega where he's, like, pure wrecking the joint? I was like, all right.
Is it? Didn't really enjoy the movie. The plot ruined that movie. Yeah. But
I feel like who was Ghostface ruined that movie because Ghostface is running about John Wicking, wrecking the joint, like, big swole, and then you find out who it is and you're like,
The stuntmen put the walk in
100%.
The bit in the house where he's fucking pointing in that door. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they bother, big man.
Aye.
I had, like, a bit of Scream kind of on what makes it work is, like, if the slasher villains have, like, a motive, like, if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, if it all links, I get you with that.
Like, obviously,
like,
the first...
Done right.
Exactly. First couple of Screams, it's really... Obviously, you don't really... get the motive until, like, the final 20 minutes. That's another thing I think really works in slasher movies. If there is a motive, is, like, see the showdown, the final showdown between the villain and the final girl, where they do that, like, 10-minute, well, actually, I murdered you because your mom's a cute. You know, that kind of shit. Like,
Scream does it well because, like, the first three movies is just it's an overarching thing with Sydney. I mean, the ones after that are a bit... They're hit and miss.
Yeah, I don't... I'll always give Scream a go. Like,
I will watch it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of try and go too meta with it.
Yeah.
And but then at the end, it's just kind of the same story being told. And is it? I get what you're trying to do, but we've got these.
Yeah.
I mean, with Halloween and that, it's the same. It started off with Laurie. Then after that, it was, just random people.
Yeah, and then there's the cult
thing. There's the nieces and all that, so... Like, you can go too far with it.
Yep. Freddy did the same, like Freddy Krueger.
Aye.
Like, he kind of did the same, and then it all kind of came back to, what's that one called? The Nightmares. The
Final Nightmare. Thank you. Wes Craven.
Yeah.
New Nightmare, sorry.
That's it. Yeah.
No, I'll get you with that. Right, so what do you think makes them bad then?
So, I've got that, like... See, when the teenagers are really fucking annoying, see the Halloween remake, like Rob Zombie one,
not
right?
Written for them, yeah.
No. Yeah, like, the first 20 minutes of that are cool, because it's like, oh, cool, a backstory. And then as it gets on, it's like, fucking wrap your shite, do you know what I mean? And most early 2000s, mid-2000s horror slashers, see, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Now, I personally am rooting for it, because that's Buffy Summers there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, see, it's... I remember, like, the ones when we were younger and started watching horror movies, and it's all like, please no, or get her stabbed. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're rooting for the villain, and as much as in slashers, you kind of, not that you're rooting for the villain, but you're like, yes, let's go. You don't want to actively be like, go on and just murder everybody. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think in regards to like the classic villains that keep getting trundled at you, you want to see them do it because it's like, this is what you what
this
you
is
know.
What you do. Yeah.
But if it's going to be like a whole new crop, which they're kind of trying to do, but not 50-50 in how well they're doing it. But like for that, you said, right, let's have a good, let's get good movies under our belts first before you can start. Like, start doing that.
Yeah. Even, like, the Texas Chainsaw remakes, I'm not a fan because of how fucking annoying the teenagers
are. That Netflix
I mean?
One's just dreadful.
Oh, that was awful. Uh-huh. That was awful. And they were all, like, not to sound like a boomer, but they were all, like, too woke to be real people, if you know what I mean.
It's
not real. Yeah. These people aren't real. Like, no one has all of these points, do you know what I mean?
It's so late millennial, like Gen Z type stuff that all these old guys are, oh, this is what they're like. Is it? That's not true. Yeah. It's just not true.
Yeah, it's like some 50-year-old in the screenwriting bit being like, aye, this is how the kids talk these days.
I know kids. And it's like, aye, okay. Butter in, big man.
Aye.
So that, and I think a predictability.
Yes.
So if you can kind of figure out what's going to happen, like, but any horror, any genre, I mean,
this is kind of a blanket one,
it's not going to scare you, but if it's bad writing and you kind of could tell where this is going to end up, especially with slashers, it loses everything.
Yeah, how many times have you and me done that where we've sat down and we've been like, bet you that's his niece. 20 minutes later, you're his niece. Like,
that and if you get like a fairly big name and you're not an A-list, but you get like a B, B and a half list.
Like you're like the bad guy in Avatar. I can never remember that guy's name.
Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe, thank you. That guy.
Don't even think about breathing.
Don't even think about breathing.
But him and it was like the new Scream. The detective and is it? You can just tell. Yeah. Like, they weren't very good at hiding it.
Yeah.
And is it, oh, of course it's him. Why wouldn't it be him?
Yeah. I wish more things did like, and not to, how do you say this without bringing up his name, but not to promote some of the cast of the movie Seven, but the movie Seven did it right by not having the villain in the credits and the trailers, nothing, so that when he pops up you're like, who the fuck is this? And then it's, do you know what I mean? And I wish more movies did things like that, because when stuff like that happens in horror movies these days, you're like, let's go! Do you know what I mean?
Just don't show them until near the end, until you have to.
100%. I've also got as well, like, just what you're saying about, like, bad script writing, like, Instagram also agreed with this one as well, is, like, when tropes are overused.
Oh, aye.
So, like, when you're watching any mid-2000s horror movie, you're like, right, they're going to have sex, so she's the first one to die. He's a stoner, so he's the second one to die. She's the, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can predict who's dying in what order. I think the movie that did it best is Cabin in the Woods, where it took the tropes and went, is that fucking right?
Yeah, I just take a piss out of
it. Yeah.
I mean, it is the unwritten rules, isn't it? Like, there was that documentary years ago. Is it, like, you're a virgin? Aye, but you're going to live.
Yeah, well, Scream as well. That lays out all the rules,
I'll be back. Yeah. No, you won't.
Yeah. If you're a virgin, you'll survive. If you're blonde and are ready to have sex, you're going to die. You're probably going to be the first one to die.
Yeah.
If you're the comic relief pal, you're at least, if you're not the second or third, you're going to make it to, you'll be the last one that pushes the final girl over the edge. There's always the arsehole boyfriend, like, somebody will have a good boyfriend and somebody will have a dickhead boyfriend, do you know what I mean? And it's like, right, kill, I know who's going down here.
Yeah, you know what? They're either the killer or the fucking
100%.
Aye, it's crazy.
100%. I also think as well, see when the jump scares are too obvious, and I'm more going like modern slashers, is see when like, no, when like somebody opens like the mirror in their medicine cabinet and shuts it and you just know something's there.
It's the classic
there.
One, aye.
Yeah, totally. But it's like when you can predict that the jump scare's coming.
Yeah,
like,
if you can
like,
prepare
nah,
yourself for it, then it loses its point, aye.
Yeah.
You either need to do that. I mean, Scream's quite well for it, is it? It's a horror, but they lean out of the funnier side.
Yeah.
So like, we're not necessarily just here to terrify you, but like, you're going to have a good time watching
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
totally.
If you're taking it too serious and you need to use these, or is it, it's just boring. Like,
yeah.
It's used up now, it's cliche now.
Totally. I feel like you leave a slasher entertained, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
a slasher movie's not... Yeah, yeah, like, a slasher movie's not like some of the other genres we've picked where, like, it's sticking with you for a while, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're going in, you're watching somebody go mental, and then you leave and you go, that was crazy, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But I feel like with slasher movies, it's one or the other, you're either really loving it or you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And so, do you want to get into your listing for slasher?
Yeah, so me and Ross have picked 5 slashers each.
Yes.
We don't know what each other's picked, and we're going to see if our list matches up to be what our favourite ones are. But I'm telling you right now, there's 2 in my list that I don't think you're going to be like.
All right, okay.
So, number 1, Halloween.
Yeah.
Obviously. Number 2, Scream, obviously.
Oh, Scream as well, yeah.
Number 3, I've put the Terrifier, but specifically Terrifier 1.
I've not got it, but that's a special shout-out.
I run it
on
up.
Me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like... It's one of the more modern ones that you and me have, like, we loved it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, second one could have been 45 minutes shorter.
Bit too long,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to the third one, though. Like, it's got enough credit in the tank to go and watch it.
Oh, 100%. I've also put Peril. Like, now there was the Ty West movies of, X Peril. I know X could be seen as a slasher, but I think Peril, she's the one that's proper. In the second one, she's the proper... like, actually killing everybody, do you know what I mean? Does that not count? Are we not counting Peril?
Is it a slasher movie, though?
According to Google, it is. Because because you know when you're like, what's a slasher movie?
It's not a conventional one.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you're going to like choice 5 then.
What?
I've put American Psycho as the 5th one, because it is a slasher movie in the sense of that he is running about creatively killing all these people.
But is he?
Oh, we're doing that. Right, okay.
See,
this is the thing, is my top 3 are solid. My last 2, I'm willing to give or take. You know, if you've got better options on the table for me.
Let's say Halloween.
Yep.
You've got.
Yep.
Then I've got Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Obviously you do.
Right. I mean, classic.
The original, yeah.
Like, gritty, fucking terrifying. First
100%.
Introduction of Leatherface, who's, holy shit, look at the fucking date of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Friday the 13th. Like,
obviously.
This starts the whole, like the camp horror.
Yep.
Like, don't do anything at camp, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Scream, put
obviously.
On. Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, Freddy.
Yeah, no, I know. See, you've went for all the classic ones.
Yeah.
I was trying to throw a wee curveball, you know, I was trying to be like, there you go. I don't mind the Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't mind them, right? Like, I'll watch the first one, the original one. I'll even watch the remake if I must. And I will happily sit through Freddy versus Jason, do you know what I mean? But I don't know, like, Freddy for me isn't... I don't find Freddy scary. But then I suppose, I think it's different at the time because Lee said that Freddy was, like, traumatic. Do you know what I mean?
It's the idea that during the day, you're safe. Like,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're awake, you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that in your dreams, he's going to get you.
Yeah.
You need to sleep.
Yeah.
You can't not sleep. So it's inevitable that if he wants to come for you, like, he will come for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of turn into a comedy thing later on in the franchise, which, I mean, I don't know if that was studios meddling or the writers are just fucking being writers.
Yeah.
But he loses there, but Robert Englund playing him is...
So
like,
class,
just,
I don't know, 100%. Like, he's
like,
your man,
like,
do you know what I mean?
I take them away as more how good are... Are the villains
mm-hmm.
rather than like, oh, the story of this story
yeah,
that because
yeah.
as much as you want to, like, the stories are going to be kind of the same anyways.
Yeah,
people
of course.
Try and get away and they get fucked up, so they just, it's like the same story but they're just trying to add their own thing to
it. Yeah. Right, I'm taking Peril out and I'm putting Freddy versus Jason out.
Oh, that's fine. I don't know about, overarching story isn't about Peril being a murderer.
This is
something she does. Like, I'm not.
No.
She
I'm
doesn't
with you,
do
I'm
it. But that's not what the movie's not about people. X, I would say, is.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what they do, and they do try and get away.
Yeah.
But with Peril, it's more about she just does it out of, like,
wanting to get out.
Yeah, that and, like, her emotions of, like, all the shit.
I'm married.
Aye. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if they say it is, they say it is. I'm not going to argue that. But just because if you kill somebody in a movie, does that make you a slasher?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. That's fine. I will bow pedal out. Yeah. But I'm keeping American Psycho because that is a slasher movie. That's just the Wall Street slasher. Think about it.
I mean, that is kind of the whole part of the movie, point right? of the movie, isn't
like,
it? I'll
if he's not
that.
If he's not running about murdering people, what's the point of the film?
Yeah, they're
not doing
it. Aye, no, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Okay, so our next genre is possession / exorcism movies. Now, I fucking love a possession exorcism movie, but I think there's going to be more for what doesn't work than what does work, because yeah. you and me have said this ourselves, like, when a possession movie works, it is so class.
Yeah.
And then when it's horrible, you're just like, oh, God. I think, like, we'll go with what works. So I always think, like, the slow ramp up of, like, an exorcism / possession movie.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously something weird will happen, and then it's like, right, we'll take her to a doctor. And it's like, oh, we've tried, like, 5 different doctors, nothing's happening. And then it just gets more and more mental of, like, what's happening next. Yeah. And it's like, the last option is just to phone the priest, and the priest comes in like, let's go, do you know what I mean?
And that's kind of your basic story yeah. for them, into like, kid plays with something they shouldn't.
Yep.
Or, like, they fuck open something they shouldn't, then yep. they get fucked up because of it. I think for a good one is, from the beginning, even though if nothing's happening, like, you have, like, this sense of, oh, fuck you. Like The Exorcist, mm-hmm. not a lot happens at the beginning of that
no.
movie. And it's only, I mean, I don't know how long, like, maybe halfway through, is that, like, that starts going a bit Pete Tong.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, that's insane. Like, but through it, even the first time watching, maybe because we went, obviously went alive for, so you kind of have this, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have it, but it's just that waiting for it, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is gotta be scary.
There's always if a possession movie's done right, the tension's incredible. Do you know yes. what I mean? Like if you're sitting at the edge of your seat, like 40 out of 10. Do you know what I mean? Even if nothing's happening, there'll be like a light swinging, and you're like, oh fuck, it is. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I just daft stuff that's nothing to do with it. And
yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
fuck, that's a demon starting.
100%, 100%.
Like that, and this comes from our podcast, the possession.
Uh-huh.
Like the motivation, like because he just sort of like side smiles his whole way through his kid getting fucked up, and is
mm-hmm.
it if the actors and the characters can't get into this, and is it?
Oh, that
what's
doesn't
the
work.
Point?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that really annoys me.
Yeah,
but
I feel
a strong one mm-hmm. will. Like if they're into it, and even the actors that are on board, is it? It's mm-hmm. just it's. Like, really adds to everything, innit?
Oh, no, totally, totally, like, and, like, absolutely, like, that terrible Russell Crowe exorcist movie,
uh-huh.
I think that was just called,
the exorcism,
but it was something,
sure
yeah, exorcism,
was,
yeah, yeah, and then he did the fucking Pope's Exorcist as well. Russell Crowe, get down, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were dreadful, but I also think, because I said that to you at the time, like, that exorcism could actually be really interesting, a film, if it was then Russell Crowe. Like, see
yeah.
if you had somebody who was, like, more into it and,
uh-huh.
like, was like, fuck it, cool, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
I think that movie could have been really, really good.
Oh, God, yeah.
But then you've had Russell Crowe just being like, well, I'm...
Just half-arsing it,
yeah, 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 totally.
I think, especially with Possession, being how, like, the actors really need to make the movie,
yep.
make that movie, because
yep.
it's not a visual thing to, like, oh, they're possessed, and is it... Like,
oh, you need to commit to the
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like, you can't just... Like half-arsed and say they're possessed and they start flailing their arms about, which you do see in some of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they do that, like really annoying, like where they just tilt their head back
ugh.
And is it and they scream and is it right? That's just lazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like these are depending on what your beliefs are regarding like heaven and hell, demons and that. Is it?
Yep.
They're either you really believe us or you don't. So if you don't, like these people need to sell you that although you don't believe us, is it? Yeah, they're being convincing at it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Also in the same vein as that, I feel like the actual exorcism
oh,
falls
yeah.
into both. Like, if the actual exorcism in the movie is good, you're like, here we go. Do you know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, make or break it, yeah.
But if it's awful, see Possession. Or
yeah.
like, do you know what I mean? Like... It takes you right out, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because they've been building all this tension, building all this, like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, what demon
yeah.
is it? Blah, blah, blah. And then if the actual exorcism's done in like 30 seconds, you're like, is that fucking it? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, most famous one, obviously, Exorcist.
The Exorcist, yeah.
And is it him fucking taking a heater out the window?
Yeah.
Is it that's memorable? Oh, like, look 100%. At the stuff the day with these stairs to this day.
Do you know what I mean?
And is it all over this guy just jumping out a window, the only way he could think of the demon?
100%.
It's crazy.
Like, the Exorcist, I'm going to obviously assume that's on both of our lists, right? Because there's a reason The Exorcist is still to this day claimed as one of the scariest movies of all time. And even if you watch it and you're like, it's actually not that scary, it's not scary in the like jump scare fashion kind of thing, but it sticks with you for a couple of days. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I always think that's a good sign of a good horror is if you're thinking about it for a couple of days, you know?
Like, it was Exorcist, the greatest one of them. It's been a good thing for that genre and a bad thing because there's too many rip-offs of it.
100%.
Which is, I mean, it just cheapens it. We were talking about it the other day, was about Psycho. Is it, at the time, obviously that was like Hitchcock, nobody could have seen it. Once you see it, you kind of, all right, it's not that bad. But we had that spoiled for us far before we could watch it.
Yeah, Psycho was in like Looney Tunes and all that when we were kids.
So we knew what the big giveaway was before.
Totally, because I remember my dad like sat me down, I can't remember who bought him the Hitchcock box set for Christmas, and he was like, I'm going to show you Psycho, and it got to the shower scene, and I could feel him looking at me, and I was like, I saw Bugs Bunny do this, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, the shower scene has been done a million times.
The coming out the door as he goes down the stairs kind of thing.
That
and
even a big reveal that he's his mom. His mom,
I wouldn't even
nuts.
Have a fly.
The bit where he comes running, like the chair spins, he runs in with a knife. We've seen it.
100%. I think as well, what can also really work is see like when the person, normally a woman, is possessed, see like the contortionism, the really creepy movements, like, and like all of the Instagram comments were like, the contortionism, the really creepy movements, like, see, like, because it's all very well and good and like doing a back bend and being like, oh, she can go really back, but see when they go that far back that you're like, your spine should not be there.
It just looks like,
you know?
It just makes it look like the hurting, which, if it's to believe that if people, like, when they perform this, like, it's painful, so, like, you need to add it in. And I don't think a lot of people make these, I don't know if there's a lot of research goes into some of them.
Some of them you can tell they've just been like, a demon, like.
It's like, you can get people, whether it be a, like, Catholic church, like, whatever. Like, you can, like, get people to, like, who are so-called exorcists. Like, surely they could just hire them, they can talk you through it.
This is just what you've said there. I think that's why the new exorcist, the exorcist believer,
I know,
but bear with me, right? Pick up what I'm putting down, right? So, spoiler alert, guys, the movie's fucking awful. I hope none of you have bothered watching it, right? But basically, they're like, this demon is too big for one priest. We need to bring in five, right? And it would have been so much cooler if it was five different priests, right?
Yeah.
But you had like a Catholic, was it a Presbyterian?
Presbyterian. Yeah.
There was a voodoo. Yeah. And then there was a, I can't even remember what the fourth one was. But it was along those lines. Yeah. And it's just like, why couldn't we have brought in like a rabbi? And why couldn't we have brought in like, I don't know if Buddhists believe in exorcisms, but bring up one of them. Like have four or five different, like, because if you're going to try and get the demon out, let's fucking phone everybody who's listening.
Like, have,
I mean?
Like, somebody, was that imam for
that
Muslim faith?
Yeah.
Like, have different faiths, because they all have demons in the religion. It's kind of the,
totally.
That, I mean, I don't even know Buddha, if it'd be like, I mean, the Japanese, they're, like, they have a lot of demons in like, their stories and that, so why not add, but no, it's just all, you have different ones, and is it, oh, here's the voodoo person, is it, and of course, it's stereotyped that it's a black woman that does all this stuff, and is it, even when you're doing that, you're being like,
arseholes about it,
you can't even do a basic thing.
No, totally, but I just, like, that, again, could have been really cool if they'd brought in, like, everybody, and they were like, we are bringing all the big guns into this Pazuzu, like, you're fucked, do you know what I mean? But they didn't, and it was shit, and the movie's terrible, and we never speak of it again.
Yeah. And just one last thing is, have a cool way to get possessed.
Yeah.
Like, Ouija board, classic.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But oh, there's a Dybbuk box. Now, a lot of people, I mean, I didn't know at the time what a Dybbuk box was.
Yeah.
Like, they say, if you have to give them an object and you like, have to explain what it is mm-hmm. it probably don't use that object.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of my favourite Instagram comments was the petty humour of the demons.
Aye.
Like, I just love that, like, they really take umbrage with the fact that they're getting evicted from your body, so they just start slinging your maw jokes, do you know what I mean?
Well,
like, that was my favourite. As soon as I saw the petty humour, I was like, amazing, amazing. Like,
well, the best thing ever, and this is not today's move, but me and you playing Mario Kart. I can't remember why you done it. You don't know what she did. Your cunting daughter. And you fucking creased me. Creased me big time. You went knocked me a belter there. I think that was one of the only races you've ever beat me at.
Yeah, yeah, because you were too busy laughing.
But lines like that, I mean, it's just fucking brilliant.
100%, 100%. Yeah, I love a good petty demon of like, yeah. Your dad's an arsehole. Oh, is he?
One thing I would like to see in them though is, why is it always like the priest that's losing his faith? I mean, it's been stolen from The Exorcist, but everyone is like, oh, I'm not feeling dead religious today. I need to do this Exorcist, bastard. Is it that? They're always alkies.
Yes.
Is it, well, you're meant to be like men of the cloth. And
what's happening here?
You're above all this.
100%.
Oh, no, I just turn to drink. And is it, why? Is it, Church Stillman's fucking boring me now. Want the old communion wine? Is it, fuck off. I would be a guy top of his game, like, here, I fucking got this.
I 100%. Do you know who I am? Like,
Pazuzu, get the fuck.
For what doesn't work for exorcism movies, another Instagram comment that I got was just the amount of puking. Like, there's always some really gross, yeah, like, projectile.
It doesn't need
again,
to be gross.
Yeah, again, stolen from The Exorcist and kind of put over,
yeah,
like, vibes. But, yeah, like, stop the projectile puke. Put a stop to that right now.
Aye, geese peas.
Aye, isn't it?
Geese peas. Give peas a chance.
Also, another Instagram comment we got was like, now, sorry, this one I'm kind of on the fence with, right? So we got another Instagram comment that said, when it's overly religious, right? And I kind of had to take a minute to be like, what do you mean by that? Because a possession exorcism, the point of it is that it's there's going to have religious themes, but it was more like, if it's too like, oh, this is this demon, so we need to phone this angel who'll phone an angel pal. And then actually get to God to get this thing out. Like, so, like, when you have movies like, is it The Last Rite or something that was called? And there's like all that kind of stuff where it's just overly thrown in that way. But that one I was kind of on the fence with. But I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I'm picking it up tentatively, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
don't like a lot of them, like, there's one I've got here that religion doesn't play a part in that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which I assume we've got the same one.
Okay.
But we'll think it. There's two I've got here that's not religious whatsoever.
Okay, so I have two that aren't religious.
We'll get into the list. Is there any more comments?
Well, I had one that works in both categories of what doesn't work and what does work. And is the kind of tale as old as time of the creepy stories that come from the set. So like,
while we were
filming, all these lights smashed. And I think in the 70s, see, when it was like, I know The Omen isn't a possession movie, but like when it was The Omen, when it was The Exorcist, all that kind of vibe. Well, no, because he's the Antichrist. Like, he was born the Antichrist. That's not possession.
He possesses other people.
No, he doesn't. Damien.
Doing it all for you, Damien.
Yeah, but they're not. He doesn't possess them.
That bastard devil dog's possessing.
but he's not possessing them. That's just devil worshipping, Ross. Which is his whole other fucking
can of
worms.
Was she not just a wee maid that got made to do it?
No, she's like part of the devil worshipping thing.
I think you're talking about the first Omen here.
No, I'm talking about The Omen, like the 70s.
Was she part of it? I don't remember. I've not seen the movie in so long.
I don't know, but the first Omen kind of makes it all make sense as well. But like, yeah, I get that in both senses of like, there's some ones where it does work. I mean, you hear all these mad stories of like even Amityville Horror and all that, yeah, which we'll kind of talk about later on. But like all these like pure cursed films, quote unquote, like those can really add to it. But then there's other ones where it's like, are you just reaching here? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, a light shook on one of the days we were moving. Like,
so there's a lot of possessions and marketing. I think you're trying to get into here.
Yeah.
You need like, if you sell that well, you just make all sorts of money.
100%.
Yeah.
Another point that we had off Instagram that I wholeheartedly agree with is that if they're too skeptical for too long, if you know what I mean, like, if they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with my weighing, it's definitely a medical problem, and it's like, we're an hour in, like, fucking move, do you know what I mean?
Keep bringing it back, that fucking possession movie.
Don't!
They do fuck all right until the very end, yep. And all of a sudden, they're all, I will just get the rabbi, 100%. Or the rabbi's son.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, fuck off.
And they're just, yeah, like, if you're, like, I don't mind a bit of skepticism, I don't mind a bit of, like, oh, we'll do every medical test ever done, ever. I get that, but see when we're, like, an hour deep, and it's like, nah, and it's like she was fucking levitating. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I understand that to make the movie, that like characters need to be stupid because it'd be a short movie if you just done. Nah, they're possessed. Fucking get them.
Yeah,
you're right. I can't. If it goes too long and it's they're too scared. I'm with you in that one. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
100%.
So this time I'll go through my list first, right?
Perfect.
So what I've got is to start with, obviously, Exorcist.
Yep.
Hereditary.
Yes, right? I had Hereditary.
Yeah, and just because I like this one, Insidious, a good one.
Yes, Insidious falls into two categories, but we'll, I like it, I'm here for it.
The next one's the Babadook.
Babadook. Aye. Yeah.
Not religious.
No, I totally forgot about the Babadook.
Aye. And the last one I've got is Talk To Me.
Oh, you dirty cow, Talk To Me.
Aye.
Yes, Talk To Me is like a pure new favourite in this episode, man.
It's a cracker of a movie.
I have The Exorcist also. I also have included Exorcism of Emily Rose. Now, whether or not you think this movie's good, what I like about this movie is that it's a courtroom drama and a horror mixed in one.
Yeah.
It's the book of Carrie is written like that, where it's a courtroom drama told through the story. And if anyone wants to make a good Carrie movie, people do the fucking book anyway, but like I love that one because it, like, you'll be sitting in the courtroom and it's so fucking tense the whole time, and then her possession as well really pays off, and that is a movie where everyone is picking up what they're putting down. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's bought into it. 4 out of 10. I also had Jennifer's Body. Now, I know you hate that film,
but
I love it. I love it, you know,
it's a cinematic masterpiece.
Oh my God, don't. No. Right, backstory. When we were at HorrorCon, there was was when we bumped into that lassie who was dressed up as...
No, buying a candle.
That was it.
She had, the t-shirt on.
So, we were buying a candle, and this woman had the I'd rather be at home watching Jennifer's Body.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love your t-shirt. And this guy beside us went, yeah, it's a cinematic masterpiece. And we're like, shut up, dick.
I can't admit.
That's fucking plenty.
Let me buy my candle.
Yeah. I also, spoiler alert for the next 5 seconds, I also had, as a possibility, Long Legs, which is a new one, but really good.
Nah, but I'll get possession.
You
maybe,
giving
eh?
Me that? I'm happy for that to be like a runner up. Do you know what I mean? But like, I just, Jeremy, I was thinking about it and I was like, yes.
As a possession movie, I like they get possessed.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
how
gonna
kind of kill people.
Yeah. What you're saying with Insidious is like a possession movie and a haunted house movie all in one. So I'm super in, which. It's a beautiful segue into our next category, Ross.
Usually does it.
So,
eh?
The next genre we've got is haunted house movies. Now, for me personally, this is one of my favourite horror genres and also my most feared because I'm in my cell quite a lot because Ross works night shift. So I sit here and it's like, if I hear upstairs banging about, I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Like, so like, and plus I'd like... tune out or don't, I genuinely do believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
So, which me and Ross argue about because I'm a believer and Ross is not. And the haunted house movies freak me out the most because I know you're like slasher's more realistic. I'm like, the haunted house is the most realistic, Ross, but okay.
What I think makes a good haunted house one, like a good haunted house movie is, like, I think a lot of these are more like psychological horrors.
Yes.
So, like, often delve into that stuff, like, exploring the mental impact, like, the emotional impact it has on these. Like, you can watch people crumble in these films.
Yep.
Like, you get a lot more leeway into doing that within these films. Like, that can add, like, if you start seeing all this stuff, like, like that, and like the noises that people hear. But it's like, if it's good sound design, good like cinematography, now you can really, like, you can really fuck people up with some of these films. Like, especially a lot of the more, like, it's an old house. Your general story, got to this house. People say it's haunted, might not be.
Right, somebody was inevitably murdered in it or something.
Is that, or it's all the classic, or built in an ancient Indian burial site and all that?
Aye, 100%.
But I think for a good haunted one, like, you have to be, like, on edge all the time.
Totally. Do you remember that one? I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it was the guy, he was sitting in on, is it the Shiva? Is that what it's called?
Oh, the body? That was class.
And it was, basically he has to sit in on the Jewish ceremony that I think is called Shiva, but if it's not, I apologise. And basically all this fucked up shit starts happening in the house. But that was another one that, like, you and me for the first half an hour was like, is this going to be shit? And then in about 10 minutes, we're both at the edge of our seats like, no fucking way! Like,
It's crazy, that movie. Because we were kind of like shite, but then it's when he tries to leave, then as soon as he can't leave, then you're like, ah, fuck, here we go, this is starting.
Yeah, let's go.
But I always remember that movie, because at the end, when he gets out, because I think the time passes, or he heals whatever he needs to.
Yep.
Then you just see the guy walking out behind him. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely nuts. That movie was really, I actually can't remember the name of the life of it.
No,
me,
that's bad that we can't, because...
But it was so good.
Because I kind of struggled for once for this.
Uh-huh.
But see if I remember that movie. Oh, man, that's so annoying.
Look, Google it now and add it to your list. Okay, I don't know, I've never seen it, right?
Aye.
This is an Instagram comment of, like, in a haunted house movie when there's, like, a secret room or, like, a secret part of the garden or, like, a bit behind a wall that nobody's found. There, like, no one's ever found this one part of the house before except this Wayne, who's either going to find some sort of talisman or unlock a fucking demon or like,
yeah.
And I always love that. I'm like, did nobody actually inspect this fucking house before these people came in?
Yeah, that movie's called The Vigil, by the way.
The Vigil?
Yeah.
Oh, what
if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's phenomenal.
That was so good, man. I'll let you add it to your list today.
I already heard it. What are you on about?
I'm also a sucker, and I know for you it's a pain in the arse, but see when it says based on a true story, I'm like, here we fucking go. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Conjuring movies are all kind of based loosely on real things that happened, right? Yeah. But, like, see what you're saying? Like, I feel like the first Conjuring movie really sums up everything that we were saying, or mostly you were saying, of that, like, you get attached to this family, you see, like, the dad's a long-distance truck driver, they've got all these Waynes, they're trying, and then it's like, all this shit starts happening, and then you obviously miss a bit until the Warrens show up, and then the last time you left them, they were all happy, la la la, and then as soon as the Warrens show up, they're all like, oh my god, no one slept in days. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think the Conjuring movies are, like, whether you like them or not, they do that kind of stuff really well.
Yeah.
Even in the second one, the Enfield Haunting one, they do that really well. Their accents are terrible, but they do that, like, we're a lovely family.
No, we're not. Like, I just watch them get fucked up.
Yeah.
A good backstory in that to them is essential for a haunted movie. And
100%.
Obviously, Ed and Lorraine Warren, believe them or not, they were... If you think they're charlatans, cool, but like, they were demonologists, or they claim to be anyway, so there is an air of credibility to like, two of these.
Yeah, as much credibility as you're willing to give it.
Like, I mean, do I believe that all this stuff's true? No, not a bit of it. It makes for good movies.
Yeah, totally.
A nice touch with the Conjuring one, though, which I'll bring us up because I'll never let you forget it.
Don't, in the cinema. No.
And you were shitting yourself. Like, shitting bricks.
Yeah, because it was fucking scary, but the second one.
Aye, the movie was finished, though. Then I just wanted to hear the recording.
Yeah. No, pause. So, at the end of Conjuring 2, the credits are over the real recordings of Janet and the ghost and everything. Yeah. And I was that fucking freaked out. And Ross was like, I just want to hear this. And I was like, no, we have to go right, mate.
Oh, you weren't doing it sad, you were. No, they're shouting at me today. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Do you remember? Now, I don't know if that is... Oh, actually, I think I might be giving away one of my category. That was also when Do you remember when we watched A Woman in Black? And you put, we watched it at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah, not on like a Saturday.
I couldn't go for a pee.
Yeah, Ross paused it to go for a pee and I stood outside the toilet. Yes. And I remember your mum being like, are you all right, Lauren? Do you need it? And I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting on Ross. Your mum's were looking at me like, what?
Yeah, no, that was funny.
Haunted House movies just hit different, man. They fucking hit different. Because, right now, if we're going to be outing each other on the pod, right? Do you remember when you told me that, like, family members had died in your bedroom because you had a really creaky wardrobe that used to just open on a draft and you were like, oh, there's my granny. And I'm looking at you like, are you fucking joking?
That was funny.
That was when we first started going out and I was really like, I don't know if I want to be here. And then your mum, who is also the fucking Bama merchant, was like, aye, that's been about 4 uncles, 2 grannies. Like, everyone's died.
They all just come to my room to die. This is the death room.
100%. That fucking wardrobe needed an exorcism.
That was funny. That was good times. Better times.
So, for what doesn't work well, haunted house maybe, jump scares can be good or bad, right? Like, obviously, if the jump scare is good, i.e. in The Conjuring, when she's got the fucking match and all you hear is behind her, terrifying. But bad jump scares in haunted house movies, when it's like, you'll see like a, like, and it's, go away, man. And if there's too many, see, like, I can't remember the name of the one we watched. It was shit anyway. And it was like, within the space of 10 minutes, there was 5 jump scares. Yeah. And I was like, nah, man.
Yeah,
like,
there's only so much, like, so many they could put in before it's, like, you're over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having that, and what if you have overuse of seeing, like, the demon or the ghost.
Yes.
Like, whatever it is possessing
your house. Thing.
But I get that with a lot of movies, though, is that as soon as you see the bad guy, I see if it's not scary, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested whatsoever.
Yep.
Like, keep them away as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's just till the end, because it's all the stuff you can't see that makes it creepy. I think that, like, I think we're supposed, a lot of British movies seem to do that better.
Yes.
Than, like, your big American ones.
Yes. I'm just spitballing here. But I think as a culture, we've got like a richer history of like haunted houses and ghost thingies and all that, and like we kind of get that like kind of darker, moodier vibe, whereas I feel like with Americans, everything's got that filter over it, and it's all the like,
it's more
like
of
remember that haunting in Connecticut? Yeah. Terrible.
I mean, that, I think it's more of an attraction over there.
Yeah.
Than it is over here, because people say, oh, these are haunted, but we just get them where they.
Yeah.
But over there, like, they sell it. They try and sell it.
100%. Have I ever told you about the ghost in my work?
For fuck's sake, right.
Here
we go.
Right, this has become a running joke, but now we're not convinced, right? So there's this one corridor that we walk down in my work to go for a cigarette break, right? And there's this one part of the corridor where everyone always trips up, and we're like, that's the fucking ghost just sitting there with his foot out trying to deck every single one of us. But nobody decks it at any other part of the corridor. It's always this one section, and it's always Martin that decks it. And then it's always like, there'll be like a few of us just being like, whoop, and then it's like, oh, there he's there again, there he's back.
Is that a ghost or an uneven floor?
Shut up. I already shut up. But like, this has just became the running joke of like, anyone doing the trips, we're like, oh, ghost.
We get all the time in work here, noises and late at night, and I was like, get the fuck out of here, I'm not doing this. I'm not dying here.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we're getting paid to die here.
I think bad CGI in general with haunted house movies like villains in general, but definitely in haunted house movies, it just kills it. Yeah. Absolutely kills it. Like, I know we've said this on every episode that we've ever done, but like, practical is best. Yeah. People use it.
Yes, for like the last two genres we're doing is like, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't, it doesn't need to be this big overlines on
the last two, but I think one more.
Yeah, this and the last one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, last two.
Right, okay.
Fuck's sake,
like,
man.
What have you done that happening?
I think your horror movie's counting.
Right, sorry, keep going.
But like, less is more, so you don't need to see the demon, whatever it is, like every other scene to scare them. Like, Woman in Black does it well because it's just him.
So good.
Like, one thing I like is, I said, give them a reason they need to stay.
Yes.
Like, because see if it's just one of the ones and it's the like the fucking idiot's choice this day.
Yeah.
He's like, get fucked, you deserve to go.
Yeah.
But if it's like in Women in Black, he's stuck there because the island, like, they pack your road up for the winter or something.
Yeah,
I don't
there's literally know. No way Aye. To get out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see where ones where it's like all our money's sucked into this house. Mm-hmm. I can take it or leave it, right? Because just fucking go, right? Yeah. You can sort your money issues in about 10 minutes, get the fuck out of the house, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like you say, like if there's no way they can leave, if they have to stay there because they're like caring for like someone and that, like ones like that where you do not have an option, you have to stay there. I'm like, right, well, we're all fucked here. But the one where it's like, oh, all our money's wrapped up in this house, like, yeah, but we can fix that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, leave that.
Like, the worst thing, it's not going to... Yes, you might be financially fucked for a bit, but at least you're going to be alive.
Yeah, at least, like, you're not getting fucking terrorised and you get an actual kip, do you know what I mean?
And when it does kind of bug me sometimes, I think it's in The Conjuring. Is it? It's attached itself to you know.
And oh, that's the second one.
That used to happen. Just be like, I just get the fuck out of the house and you're done. But yeah. This thing's going to follow you, know.
I blame Insidious. They move house like 3 times.
Aye.
Tiptoe, throw the willow. I also think, and this isn't a what doesn't work well for all haunted house movies. This is a very fucking specific one, right? See if your movie is too art house. Do you remember when we sat down and watched Skinamarink?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That movie should have been so scary.
100%. The trailer looked terrifying.
Yeah, grainy footage.
Yep.
Like, you didn't see anybody.
Nope.
And like that.
It was all noises and it was all...
Yeah, and there was only one bit in that movie where it's like, oh, you need to come up to the room now. I was like, all right, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And you just hear that one. I was like, oh my god, why have you done this?
Yeah, basically, if nobody's seen Skinamarink, don't, right? We were duped. We were told this was going to be the scariest movie since, like, whenever, right? So we sat and watched it, and poor Veronica sat with us, right? And basically, it's a haunted house movie told from the corner of the room. So basically, every shot is, like, a table, a chair, the roof, a telly, like, do you know what I mean? It's all this shit. Like, when it took about 20 minutes and we were like, please tell me the whole movie is not going to be a stare. And then they moved it to the side of the telly and it kept going. And then it moved to the... And it's one of those ones, you're not seeing anything, but you're quote-unquote hearing everything.
Yeah. Like, you're hearing the children and all that, and you're like, right, there's got to be something to this.
Yeah.
But... Nah.
And then afterwards, I found out that the whole movie is apparently a metaphor for head trauma and like brain trauma.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need. That's another thing that doesn't work. Stop putting too many metaphors and shit. Like, I'm all for like coming away and scratching my chin and being like, that seemed a bit deeper than your average haunted house movie. But don't hit me over the head with like, you're so stupid if you don't understand this movie. Leave me alone.
I get fucked.
I like what I like. Like,
right, on that note, I like what I like. Do you want to get into your list?
Okay, so I have the Conjuring movies. Either give me Conjuring 1 or give me them all, right?
Yeah.
The Shining, obviously.
Of course.
Amityville Horror I've got in italics because I'm not bothered if this one gets wiped because I like the original Amityville Horror. And it's a haunted house and it's creepy and it's all sorts, but I can take or leave it, you know? I've also put, and I don't know if this is going to count because technically it's not a haunted house, it's a haunted mirror, but Oculus, the Mike Flanagan movie, if nobody's seen Oculus, please get the fuck on it.
I would like, because it affects the whole house
and it affects every single one of them.
Uh-huh. No, I'll give you that.
But what a film. And then also I had The Women in Black last one. What have you got?
Right, so obviously Shining, The Conjuring.
Yep.
Women in Black, The Vigil, good movie if you haven't seen it, everybody.
So good.
And I'm throwing you a curveball here.
Mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice.
Genius! Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Haunted House movie.
That's, I would
Haunted
never...
House horror comedy.
Yeah, God's Eye Beetlejuice comes under a lot of categories, because we were going to add horror comedies in, and then I was like, Beetlejuice is the only one that I like, that and Cabin in the Woods, but...
No, Evil Dead, not, but...
Yeah.
Depends if you like him or not.
Aye. Good shit.
Last but not least, the old found footage.
Found footage. This was another one that in the Instagram comments, some people were like, this is my most hated genre. And other people were like, no, I like it. Like,
yeah.
I think with found footage, now there was a good solid like 5 fucking years where every movie was found footage and it really got rammed down our throats.
Yeah.
And so then everybody hated it. But I think when you get a good found footage movie, you're onto something. Do you know what I mean? It's really, really class. I think you can get more embedded like in a found footage movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's more real and it's like you can be like, oh fuck, do you know what I mean? And another thing I love about found footage movies is most of the time you don't really see the monster at all. Like,
it's just at the end, really.
Yeah. And what I love is like seeing Blair Witch, right? Where you're in the tent and you can hear the sticks.
Yeah.
Crunching, and then you hear like a growl, and then the tent starts shaking, and you're like, fuck this! Like, that kind of vibe, I love. And I love all that thing of, like, did you see that? And then the camera turns, and there's nothing there. But there was, like, 2 seconds ago, and you're feeling like,
That's what I've got, is, like, the fact that you, regardless at any point in a film footage, you need to look for everything.
Yeah, like, you're looking in every corner.
Kind of, and if they're clever about it, it's like, they'll just let you, like, it's your own fears you're kind of putting into this, because it's a casual bit, like, they'll hear a noise walking through a hall, and it could just be, there's nothing there, but you're like, I've just seen something there.
Yeah,
bits that would scare you, like, you're putting into the movie.
Yep.
I mean, found footage is, I mean, there was a reason they made so many of them, because it's cheap to do.
Yep.
All you need to do is, like, obviously get the actors and that, but it's, a lot of it's handheld cams, or they'll try to give off that, but you rent a house, and you can do what you want.
Yeah.
The CGI, not like you don't need it.
Not needed, man.
No,
like,
not needed whatsoever.
I
so
always think the best found footage ones is where you don't see the thing at all. Like, you just, like, you maybe see something being like, and like running at you. Do you know what I mean?
It's always near the end. So yep. But it's the build up. Same with the possession one, it's the build up to all this.
100%.
You have yourself freaked, a good one, you have yourself freaked out long before.
Yep.
Like, long before you see, like, the big payoff. And don't get me wrong, Paranormal Activity is bad for it, because the CGI, when they do the demon stuff, is shocking.
See, I had Paranormal Activity in my, like, what works and what doesn't work, is, like, all the Paranormal Activities have the same kind of thing of, like, night one, and there'll be, like, a lamp swinging, night two, something else is moving.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity 2, that fucking pool cleaner, like, do you know what I mean?
Fuck, don't get me started.
Like, but, like, you kind of, what I love about the Paranormal Activity movies is every movie, and now again, this kind of goes between what works and what doesn't, is every movie has like a different camera technique, if you know what I mean. So the first one
is... Yeah, it's a new gimmick, whatever they use,
exactly. First one's just Mika with the camera, second one's CCTV, third one is like old VHS, and that bit where they put the VHS on a fan, so it moves back and forward. Fourth one is the Xbox
thing. Connect, the Xbox Connect. Hashtag sponsor.
Shut up, we wish. I can't remember. Fifth one wasn't that good. That's that Dimension. It was shite.
Yeah, that,
Marked Ones was good.
I enjoyed that. The newest one.
Oh, the Amish one. Aye, that was shite.
Fucking dreadful.
Aye, that was push.
I don't think they've made any more, have they?
Oh, I hope not. Leave it alone.
I think they kind of have. I do enjoy the Paranormal Activity, especially, like, it is all an overarching story up until...
The fourth one?
No, the fourth one's part of it as well, was it not?
Oh, yeah, the, like, fifth one, I'm meaning Ghost Dimension.
Yeah, but then...
Oh, wait, does that...
No, it is connected.
Is it?
Aye, it's the
Fuck,
one...
Fuck, I've only seen that once.
It's the Mexican one that's...
That one was so good!
That's connected as well.
That one was so good. Yeah, the marked ones, it's only the Amish one that's a standalone.
But, I mean... Don't get me wrong, I say I like it's all connected. The storyline's a fucking mess.
Oh, it's all
like,
over the
There's like
show.
Three prequels and you everything else. But there's not, I've not seen another one that's done that. I mean, Blair Witch Project tried it. I mean, they mistakenly made a sequel and
terrible.
Changed the whole thing, which
first
I don't understand.
So good.
Yeah. Now, I get the first one, although it's not the first found footage movie, like the promotion, the internet and that coming out.
There's the internet theory that there is no monster, it's just the two of them murdering her.
Two of them set out to kill her, right? Yeah. I think that Like, I want to believe that.
Yeah, when you watch the Blair Witch with that in mind, it's almost creepier.
It makes sense, aye.
Yeah, because they're, like, gaslighting utter fuck out of her. And if you come at Blair Witch with that in mind, it adds something new to it, do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, definitely.
Blair Witch is one my sister Carol had always told me about, and she was like, never watch it, it's so scary.
Fantastic movie.
But she said, like, she'd watched it and then went to Glastonbury, so, and then was obviously in the tent in the pitch black and was like, I shouldn't have watched that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the sequel, oh, that was dreadful. Oh, dreadful. They actually made it.
The remake, a demon.
Oh, the reboot of it.
I mean, it tried, the reboot kind of did, it added in different types of scares, if you know what I mean. So, like, if you're claustrophobic, there's a bit where she's going through a tunnel. If you're fear of, like, gory stuff, there was some gory bits. Yeah. If you're fear of ghosts, like, they tried to add in, let's put in one thing for everything that scares everybody.
They made the cardinal sin, they showed her.
Yes.
As soon as that happened, because I think it's me, you, and your sisters, what you say, didn't
they? Yeah, all four of us.
As soon as I was like, nah, fuck
this. I could feel you beside me being like, ugh.
There's generally no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole, that done it perfectly. I mean, to me, that's, you know, spoiler, that's number one on my list. Like, like, you had the mythos of it, because it gave you a backstory about the whole Blair Witch thing.
Yep.
Like, and, like, it shows you them in real time getting fucked. It's not just, like, get 6 days and that. Like, it shows you them just making mistakes. Yep. And
being wee fatties, yeah,
and you don't know if it's them being cunts or it's just, this is what the woods are doing to them.
Yes.
That's what the Blair Witch is doing to them.
Yes. I remember when Ainsley lived up in Fort William for a while, right, and we all went on this big walk through the glen, and we were, like, walking through this woody bit, and there was all these, like, fucking Blair Witch looking twig things, and then we saw this, like, campfire bit with all these thingies around it, and there was all these things hanging through the tree, and I was like, let's reverse, I'm not walking any further.
Yeah, fuck
like, that. I see as well, like, obviously, when a found footage movie, see if it's done, if there's a premise to it, like, see if the reason that these people have a camera in their hands is a good reason. Super, like, great, love it, works really well. Like, when you've got, like, they're making a documentary, or they're reporting on a news thing, or if it's, like, found tapes from something that's went down that's finally been released, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I know I did have a good few people in the Instagram saying Cloverfield. Me, personally, I'm not fucked about Cloverfield.
Nah,
I remember liking it at the time, and then I rewatched it and was like, what? But you spend the first, I'm going to say, 45 minutes of that movie, and there's no reason for them. Like, they're filming couples having private arguments, and I'm like, if you and me were having an argument and somebody's sitting there with their phone filming us, you'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But, like, when there's no reason for them to be recording everything, and yet somehow we've got a whole ass movie out of it, I'm like, all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, between that, like, I just say, give them a reason to do it. But one, my bugbear is, and it's in Blair Witch as well, is it shaky cameras?
I've got that.
I get that you want it to be thingy, but it is still a movie, guys. Like, the amount of times you feel a bit, like, queasy watching some of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as it is, so, like, it's just, you're not used to watching it within a proper movie in a cinema.
Yep.
That I get realism.
It's like a seasick feeling. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it puts
you
off, like, I'm all for, I can suspend my belief enough to like, right, I know this is meant to be found footage, I can get what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you don't need to shake your camera every time.
No, 100%, 100%. Found footage as well, just kind of, like, going back to, like, the other genres that we did as well, is see if there's, like, again, I know we're talking about Blair Witch, there are other fucking found footage movies that we will talk about, but see when there's, like, a, based on a true story and all that kind of shit. I feel like with found footage, it works better. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, like, because one of our Instagram comments was like, when you're going for a pee in the middle of the night and you just remember the ghost and you're fuck. like, this actually happened.
Yeah.
See, with, like, what doesn't work, the obviously, like, this trope was absolutely, like, driven into the ground. And, like, the mid-2000s, like, everything was found footage and everything was shit. And obviously it does give you that kind of seasick, queasy feeling. But do you know what else drives me nuts? Is when they drop the camera. Like, there's every single one, they drop
there's always a drop camera,
you see everyone running by, and then you'll see, like, a claw, and then someone kicks the camera, and you're like, I'm going to whitey my pan and going to just sit at peace. Like,
yeah, I know, the camera walks, that's a biggie for me.
Yeah.
That's why I prefer with panel activity, when it's like, well, it's just cameras you're seeing.
Yeah, I like security footage, or, like, I think the one that worked the best for me personally is the camera on the fan when it goes back and forward, because that's one of those ones where you're like, you're looking and you see like a lampshade shaking and you're like, did you see that? And then it comes back and it's still and you're like, maybe I didn't see that. Like,
you need to spend time actually watching it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just, it's not one you can just sit. There are times we've done a movie and we're just sat on a phone and you hear a noise, but now it's like with these though, you need to pay attention.
Yeah, you need to be looking at everything. Yes. And I always think is what does work is the getting in your head about shit. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's the did you see that? No, I don't know if I've seen that. No, wait, did you see that? And then I'll always ask you, of like, did you see that thing in the corner? And then if you're in a right wind-up mid, you're like, no, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, never mind, don't worry about it.
What was the thing we watched a while ago? Remember, stuff kept popping up in it? Oh, that's going to annoy me.
It wasn't Ghostwatch, it was... We actually watched that not that long ago. What the fuck was that movie?
It was a movie we watched recently.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Long Legs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there's all the... Now, Long Legs, obviously, is not a found footage movie, but it's... Yeah. There's, like, different bits where you're like, is that something? No. Oh, is that...
Oh, you know what? I remember the bit of the library and that.
Yeah. And there's, like, all these wee things, and it's like, is that... Oh, I don't know. And I kept asking you, and you were like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, shut up!
Right, back to found footage. The one that kills me is unconvincing acting in it.
Oh.
Like, why? like, I get, as I've said, you can make them cheap, far cheaper than, like, your slashers, your haunted house, because you need to rent a house.
Yeah.
But how can people not act human?
Yeah.
Like, some of the folk in these are fucking wild.
Yeah. Examples.
Like, M. Night Shyamalan one.
Oh, The Visit?
Yes.
Oh my God, that movie's awful. Yeah.
But it's as if, like, you just act natural, be all good, put a camera on, just stuffing up, and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why are you an actor? If you can, if you can't.
Like, they're just asking you to go about, like, go to the kitchen and grab a snack, and they're like, you just, it's like, hey, what was it, Tuna Fat Ronald Villiers? I'm going to grab a snack now.
Aye.
And they proclaim what they're going to do, is it?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah. Oh, The Visit was dreadful, man. You were so raging after we watched that film.
I've been raging a lot of his movies.
Yeah. I dread the day we ever do an M. Night Shyamalan movie because you have shit to say.
Like... And it's just like that, and, like, there's some of them you see, like, the mo's just in the kitchen all the time, and is it? No.
Why? Yeah. Like, have you never been to another room?
Yeah,
in your house?
They all just live in the one room each, and I was like, what are you staying?
Yeah. Totally. 100%. Yeah,
these big cracking houses, like Panel Activity, fucking.
Oh my God, they're all in like six bedroom gaffs and that. Yeah, they're always in the living room. Yeah.
You only see three rooms. And is it? Fuck off.
I want a fucking Cribs, MTV Cribs tour of your room.
It shows everything.
Do you want to go and tell me your found footage movies?
Yes, right.
Okay.
So, first one, Blair Witch Project.
Obviously.
Then after that, I've got Paranormal Activity, the first one.
Yes, because
that was the first one. I remember watching that, and I was terrified.
Can I dive in, just off the back of Paranormal Activity? What was great about Paranormal Activity is, do you remember when you would look up the IMDb and all the actors... were the characters' names?
Yes.
This is fucking real. Uh-huh. Yeah. I Panel Activity 1 was terrifying at the time.
I've got Ghostwatch.
You bastard. What a film.
Yep.
What a film. If anybody's not seen Ghostwatch, get that on the list.
Yeah, phenomenal.
It's basically a documentary from BBC. Michael Parkinson, Poor Man Out, presents it, and it's insane. It is the maddest thing I've ever seen.
The host in a state, no, They're going to one of the most haunted houses in Britain.
With Mr. Pipes, yeah.
Yeah, but they showed it off as, like, this is live. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, you couldn't believe it because it's based in the 90s.
Yeah, I like, the film is fake, but if you missed the first 10 minutes that said this movie's fake, you would think it was real.
Yeah.
Because the first time you showed me this movie, Ross, you skipped the first 10 minutes and went, I found this fucking mad documentary and I was suckered in. I was sooked. I was like, no fucking way. I was freaking out.
Yeah, oh, that's a great movie, really TV special, whatever it was. But they got them, all the actors, like, they all just played themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get Big Parky for that? Like, fair dues to them.
100%, 100%.
That Craig Charles and all that, insane. Yeah. What a, like, that was, imagine at the time, that would have been one of the first, is it, like, oh, messed up, then you see him. Did you really see him?
Yeah.
Was it, shit.
That's another one when, like, the camera goes by the curtain and you can see the outline in the curtain and then the camera comes back and there's nothing there. And that is, like, all through. There's, like, videos on YouTube of, like, every time he's seen it and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, it's phenomenal. That's
one that sticks in your head for days.
Yeah.
And if anybody slanders Ghost Watch, fuck off.
Yeah. So, I've done that one. I've got the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Oh!
I mean, how many times have we watched that? It's just
so good.
Aye. That's not like a hot, that's like a slasher, found footage type weird situation.
Yeah. So it's like a documentary of, they find the videotapes of this serial killer, and basically the whole movie's a documentary showing the found footage of the serial killer, and it's fucking insane. That movie was so good.
That one's a lot, one of the more grimmer ones.
Yeah, grim but great. Yeah.
That, and I've got Host.
Oh
yeah, that was a really good one.
Does that count as a haunted house or is that a possession?
No, because it's found footage. That's why I've got a found footage in.
Right, I'm wearing it. Aye, never mind. I'm tired. Don't worry about it. No, Host is great. Host is so good. That's the... Stop laughing, Ross. Keep with it. Show professionalism. The Host is the one they did during COVID and it's all on their laptops.
All on Zoom, yes.
So fucking good, by the way. It's only like an hour long as well. It's perfect.
Yeah, it was on BBC iPlayer for so long.
Yeah, and we were like, nah.
A lot of shite. As soon as we watched this, this is fucking brilliant.
100%.
I think we watched that like 3 times in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we watched it, then we showed it to Veronica, and then we were like, fuck it, we've got another, let's watch it.
But it's like, it's so simple, and they just, obviously, the COVID restrictions and that, you couldn't make movies.
Mm. And there's all the things of, like, they were putting, like, their iPhone lights above their camera, and all this, like, they were basically in charge of lighting it, and of doing their costumes, and all this kind of thing, and they were in charge of, like, when jump scares would happen, they'd have to rig all this stuff up. And I'm just like, what? What? Like, the work that went in, 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
There is some questionable CGI in it, but who gives a fuck? It was great. I really liked it. Good shout,
Ross. I loved it.
Good shout.
Right, so what are yours then?
I've only got a couple of differences. So I've got Blair Witch. I've got Paranormal Activity. I put in that movie Creep. Do you remember Creep? The one where he's got that fucking wolf mask.
Uh-huh.
I liked that. I remember showing that to Sean and he was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
When you said Creep, I was thinking of the other one.
Oh, no, but that one's the good. The one with your man, Sean Harris.
Aye.
That's fucking
good.
That
was a great movie.
Yeah, no, this one is the member he gets the guy to film his documentary.
Yeah, I know who you're on about, aye.
But he's actually a fucking mad serial killer.
Aye.
Not the second one, just the first one. I've also put in the Wreck movies, specifically the first one.
Spanish one, Joe?
Yeah, where she's like a Spanish news reporter. She's following firemen about for the night. Then they get called.
Block into it, yeah,
they get called to the flats. And you don't really know if it's like a zombie thing or what, but that movie is nuts.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Watch Wreck over Quarantine. The American version is shit.
It's dreadful.
Dreadful. I also added, again, a recent favourite in the McAllister household, Late Night with the Devil.
The Devil.
And the Devil. Because that's found footage of the last ever recording of a TV show. And it's good.
That's
it's good.
That's
it's good.
Like that, the actor, They did Mel Darkin or something.
Oh, he's got a right big long last name.
Like, he's good. Like, he is very good.
I'm really looking forward to see what he does. Like, because I remember when we watched the trailer for Late Night with the DeVille, and we were like, oh, I don't know about him, because we've only really seen him as, like, a supporting guy. Nah, 40 out of 10.
He can carry a movie.
100%, 40 out of 10.
Put that in your pocket.
So, this week's been our genre slash trope slash overview episode. I don't really know what we're going to call it.
Yeah, just our favourites.
Yeah. We hope you guys have enjoyed it as well. Thank you to everybody who messages on Instagram giving us points to add in and stuff like that. You really have made this a team effort.
You made this house, I know.
Made this house, I know. This house is clean. Again, thank you very much. And if you like this episode, we can do things like this in the future. We're trying something new. There's no point in being like, I don't know what we're doing next week, because I'm every week of October is going to be a different horror movie.
A horror, don't it?
Do you know what I mean? We'll bring you different types of horrors, you know. But we'll see you next week for another ooky spooky episode.
Bye. I'll be back.
Probably on Wednesday, because that's when the episode comes out.